It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. While he was working on Otello and Falstaff, his final two operas, Giuseppe Verdi tucked dozens of pages of musical drafts and sketches into folders, scribbling on their covers, "Burn these papers." Fortunately, his heirs did not carry out those orders. Locked in a trunk kept at the composer's home in northern Italy, only select specialists were allowed to see those papers at the discretion of Verdi's heirs. For aficionados, the trunk became a holy grail. Rumors about its contents have been the stuff of legend for years. 2 years after the trunk was transferred by Italy's Ministry of Culture from the Verdi Villa to the State Archive in nearby Parma, its contents are finally being made public. Locked inside the trunk were drafts and sketches for 12 operas, written over nearly half a century, from Louisa Miller to Falstaff, as well as works like The Requiem and Four Sacred Pieces. They've been cataloged and digitized now and will be made accessible to scholars. Alessandra Carlotta Pellegrini, a musicologist who examined the contents, described the experience as getting a first-hand look into the workshop of the composer. It seems like an astonishing statistic in this day and age, but out of 20 of the major U.S. symphony orchestras, only one woman has the top job of principal conductor. The good news is, though, that women are making strides in the nation's smaller ensembles. One of them is leading the San Francisco Civic Symphony, as well as blazing a path for other women like her, trying to change gender norms in classical music positions. The all-volunteer orchestra that she leads is composed of some 90 amateur musicians, ranging in age from 18 to 80. Some of them are retired, some are students, a lot of professionals, tech industry, arts, business owners, lawyers, doctors, you name it. And at the helm is 38-year-old Jessica Bejarano. She's not your typical classical music conductor. She was raised by a single mom living in poverty, and she says music saved her life. "I grew up in a poverty-stricken city of Los Angeles, predominantly Hispanic. Classical music wasn't a thing. It wasn't part of the public school education. It wasn't part of my family tradition. Nevertheless, she did persist, and at 10 years old, she developed an interest in music. She says, it kept me engaged in school. It kept me looking forward to the next day where I can pull out the trumpet and play in the band. Unfortunately, kids get arrested, kids are murdered, kids are imprisoned, kids get pregnant, and so I defied all those odds. I didn't become any of those statistics because music was always there to keep me on a straight path." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join Linda Cassidy every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 classical pieces. Member-supported 89.5 KBOC KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.